Toronto's one and only Zoomer Radio, Joni Mitchell and the Beatles on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Football fans and party people love to pig out when they watch the Super Bowl. Average calories consumed on Super Bowl Sunday, 8,100.
Stop it, Sammy H.
I get heavier just thinking about that. Okay. So no wonder 1.5 billion chicken wings are expected to be devoured, 10 million pounds of ribs, and 11 million pounds of potato chips. And that is why our guest is Rose Reisman, here to save us from ourselves, Janie. Rose is a world-famous foodie, health, and wellness expert, and we are so glad you are here.
Oh, thanks, ladies. And when you hit me when you said how many days of food that is, or how many calories, oh, my God.
I know.
I didn't even think it was that high.
Right. And what is it, Rose? There's 3,500 calories
to
gain a pound.
Yeah.
So that's like an immediate gain of 2.5 pounds.
Yeah, and let's remember, we just finished dry January and our New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
So watch that go down the drain if
or toilet. Like yeah, and, exactly.
And, well, arguably the most popular Super Bowl food, chili, chicken wings.
Yep.
And I'm curious, is there a way to prepare chicken wings which is healthy but still tastes amazing?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I laughed because I did put it up on my Instagram. It never gets as high as when you deep fry them. But you know what? You can oven roast them, but I have to tell you, the air fryer, if people don't have one, get one. It literally took 14 minutes as opposed to like 25 or 30. And it's fantastic. Like, it tasted great. I poured barbecue sauce over it. You don't need the deep fried. It's really a killer. So, for instance, two wings that are deep fried are about 300 calories, mm-hmm. 21 grams of fat. If you bake them or air fry them, it's half the calories and only 5 grams of fat.
Right.
Huge difference, and nobody stops at two wings, right?
Right. Exactly. And is that with the skin on?
That's with the skin on.
Really?
Wow.
So there you go.
Wow.
So I'm one to say I love healthy eating. I don't go to extreme. It's Super Bowl. It's Rihanna. You got to eat the skin.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Okay, so new survey. Favorite Super Bowl foods. You've mentioned them. Pizza, chicken wings, nachos,
right.
Burger sliders, pigs in a blanket, chili, as Janie was saying. There's not a carrot on the list, Rose. Not a carrot on the list. So I cannot go to a party with my own vegetables. It's just weird. So
No.
Do I eat before I get there? Do I just throw caution to the wind? What would Rose do?
Good question. First of all, you know, cut yourself some slack. This is a special night. Get a plate. As opposed to everything sitting there and you just kind of shoving it in, get a plate. You can visualize what you're putting on there. You're putting 8 wings on or 2. And first of all, enjoy the foods you love most.
Yeah.
You know, and ask yourself, what foods do I love that much that are worth the splurge? And then pace yourself. I do advise eating something before you go. I know people go, well, yeah, but if I starve all day, I can eat so much. Bad, really big mistake. Eat something small before you go. That means a little bit of protein, maybe, you know, even half a sandwich. It will just dampen the appetite ever so much. And at halftime, while you're watching Rihanna, take stock. How do you feel? Are you already getting pretty bloated? Are you feeling a little nauseous? Are you drinking too much? So, you know, you're trying not to be gluttonous, but you can still enjoy. And I've got lots of, you know, choices that you can make. Like, you can do the roasted wings. Instead of the buffalo chicken cheese dip, if you're hosting, serve some hummus or, you know, some salsa with your veggies. Serve tortilla chips instead of the big nachos that have got, you know, so much nacho sauce all over it. Lots of choices for you.
And other creative alternatives, and Sam mentioned some of the most popular snacks, but is there anything on the list that is something different and yet fun?
Well, you know what, let's say meat lover's pizza. Just so that you know, it's a killer. It's a sodium for a day and a half, but 56 grams of fat for 2 pieces for meat lover's pizza. Thin crust, you've got like 10 grams of fat. So think about things like that. You know, probably as opposed to hot dogs and sausages, go for a little mini dog. Go for sliders versus the big burgers. Fried mozzarella sticks, always not the best choice. Guess what? You could just wrap it in an egg roll wrapper and put it in the air fryer or the oven. Absolutely delicious. And dip some marinara sauce into it. I've tried that. Are they good? Really good.
Okay. Oh, I'm in for that.
I'm telling you, it's morning time and I'm starving. All of this food sounds so good. I just want to say that the last time we had you on, you inspired me so much. The one takeaway I really had from you was, you know what? If you're going to go for it, just go for it, forgive yourself, and get back to moderation the next day. Don't wait for the week or the weekend, or you know, the right time to get back to moderation is the next day. It's made a huge difference in my life.
Then you enjoy yourself, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Just remember, everybody knows, let's be honest, how many people call in sick on Monday? Because you're hungover, you're bloated, you probably gain some weight, your clothes don't fit, you get depressed. So you know what? Like, it's a lousy feeling on Monday. Ask yourself, is it worth feeling that lousy? If it is, then do it. And just know Monday you're going to feel like crap, and just get back on wagon by Tuesday. Because letting another week go to the weekend is going to add another couple pounds.
And don't get on the scales on Monday. No. Wait till Wednesday, right?
Yeah. And one of the main reasons is the sodium.
Yes.
When you consume that much sodium, you're having probably 3 days worth of sodium. Yeah. But you're going to bloat, you retain water, and you're going to be up 2-3 pounds just in sodium.
Mm-hmm. Always great advice. Rose Reisman, world famous foodie, health and wellness expert, and everyone's voice of reason. And we thank you, Rose.
Thanks. Have a pleasure. Enjoy Super Bowl, guys.
Yes.
All righty. Take care.